This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Cancel. We're playing this week with Roy Blunt Jr., Adam Felber, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Pritzker Pavilion at Millennium Park in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, our panelists put on suntan lotion and drink bug juice as they go to camp in our Bluff the Listener game. But first, some more questions for you, panel, from the week's news. Roy, pollsters are constantly trying to find out not so much what people think about the presidential candidates, but how they feel about them. Mm. One polling firm found out that Democratic candidate John Edwards reminds voters of what iconic, beloved character?
Huckleberry Hound, I don't know.
I better give you a hint. I mean, it seems kind of surprising, but when you think about it, like, well, Edwards is sort of our little buddy.
Our little buddy? Tinkerbell. No, I don't know. Our little buddy?
Yeah, you just want to hit him with a hat, don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
John Edwards is, of course, running for the presidency again. You could say he's in the middle of his second three-hour tour.
You can't hint broader than that, can you?
No, that's about it.
Yeah, that's about all you can do.
His second, third-hour tour?
Yeah, three-hour tour.
I'll throw it open. Three-hour tour.
No, I don't know.
Adam?
Gilligan.
Gilligan.
Oh,
John
Gilligan.
Edwards.
Oh,
in the minds of the voters, equals
three
Gilligan of
tour.
Gilligan's Island. JWT, it's a company that keeps track of consumer trends. They asked 681 voting-age Americans to compare the six leading presidential candidates to the cast of Gilligan's Island.
Huh.
John Edwards reminded them of the hapless yet adorable Gilligan. Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Howell.
Oh, that hurts.
It does hurt. It does hurt. Rudolph Giuliani was the skipper, which is a kind of frightening thought. John McCain, of course, was the crazy guest star last seen slowly sinking into the lagoon. Adam, a tourist visiting the holy city of Varanasi in India was robbed and filed a former complaint to police. As a result, the city's police force has mobilized and is now searching for a rogue what?
Squirrel.
Yes. No.
What?
No, they're in Iran.
Oh. he was robbed in a holy city, and now the police are searching for a rogue thing that is not just a crook.
Right.
It's a crook.
It's a crook. We didn't say it wasn't a crook.
It's a crooked monkey.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
In the Varanasi criminal justice system, there are two separate yet equally important groups. The police, who investigate monkey crimes, and the district attorneys, who prosecute the monkeys. This is their story. Boom. A South Korean tourist says he opened his window to get some fresh air when a monkey sprang into his room, grabbed his glasses, took off. The man filed a report with local police, as required by his traveler's insurance, and now Varanasi's finest are on the case. After an APB, part of the glasses frame was recovered near the hotel, and the tourist was invited to view a lineup featuring a macaque, a howler, a spider monkey, and a tourist from New Jersey with distressingly hairy arms.